You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fadis.
When people are faced with, you know, their own well-being and their own self-preservation, as basically everyone who was in that circle of that house that night, once they found out John O'Keefe was dead in the front lawn in a snowbank, everybody's probably thinking, oh God, are they going to point the finger at me? And either somebody knows what exactly happened here, or it was a total accident, and he got hit by the car, and that's, nobody really knows exactly what happened there. But they're going to go to extremes to protect themselves. They're going to, you know, probably do some unethical things at times to do that, just to take care of themselves. But how do you go about proving something like that in a case like this?
You know, it's immensely difficult for both sides to try and establish some kind of impropriety on behalf of law enforcement, because they know the game, Tony. Mm-hmm. They know the system. They know the rules, and they know how to manipulate those. Now, I'm not saying that necessarily happened here, but I'm saying it's something you have to contend with if you're trying to gather evidence, get truthful statements, get information that could establish that. It's really tough when law enforcement is either trying to cover up something or doesn't want to give it.
And a lot of the evidence that we're talking about here is eyewitness testimony. And we know eyewitness testimony is usually not the most accurate, especially when most people in the eyewitness testimony department are drunk. So people trying to say, well, I didn't see this, or I didn't hear that, or the taillight was broken, or it wasn't broken, or there was a body here, or there wasn't a body here. They're all drunk. It's super late at night in a blizzard. How well is that eyewitness testimony going to play in this when we're talking about something a couple of years ago? Everyone's drunk. And it's like just recalling, and there's false memories and narratives that can come into play as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's this concept, you know, the things are lost in the fog of war.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they're lost in the fog of crime, too.
Yeah.
And you know, what's going to happen is there's likely going to be inconsistencies, discrepancies between these witnesses' statements at trial. And the jurors are going to have to weigh that. They're going to have to determine, hey, can I believe this person enough? Can I place enough trust in them to, you know, brand another person with a permanent criminal conviction? And that's going to be a big hill to climb for the prosecution.
Should this case have gone as far as it did? I mean, obviously, Karen Reed, she didn't have to say I'm guilty or anything like that. But couldn't this have been wrapped up in some other way, shape or form of? Yeah, I mean, look, this was a complete accident. If she had admitted to it early on or just said, she did say, I don't know, on some of the tapes of, I don't know, did I hit him? I mean, so it ran through her mind that, well, maybe that is a possibility and maybe that is what happened. Did it need to go this far to be this big of a circus, or could this have been something where it's like, yeah, this is shit happens and it's really unfortunate. People were drunk. They were making bad decisions. But to the circus that it's turned into, it just seems like, I don't know, accidents happen in other places and it doesn't turn into this.
Yeah, I hear you. And you know, my take on cases like this, there are often cases where law enforcement doesn't know what happened. That they can draw, you know, inferences from the facts they have, but they can't tell you in any significant detail what actually transpired. And in those cases, I think it's incumbent upon law enforcement to either do additional investigation and get to a place where they can give this jury a credible story backed up by evidence in terms of what specifically happened. And if the prosecution can't do that, I don't think it should go this far.
If you're cross-examining the law enforcement officers that will likely be on the stand here, what sort of things are you going to be looking for and asking?
You know, I'm going to talk about their intoxication for sure, because, you know, we have this sort of idea of police officers with this sterling reputation, and many of them have that, deservingly so. But you know, to talk about, oh, it was kind of this drunken, debaucherous hangout, and oh my gosh, somebody died, and you guys are police officers, and you can't even get your story straight. I think that's going to raise some eyebrows with the jury, and I would pursue those avenues on cross-examination.
It's going to be very, excuse me, interesting to see where all of that goes, just because there is so much question, and there does seem to be a ridiculous amount of reasonable doubt in this case. And that's all that they have to get in there, is get that reasonable doubt. They don't have to prove what actually happened, because they may not know themselves. So, I mean, how does that then play to a jury when there are so many questions out there so that they can fully understand the complexities of the case? What are some of the main things that you're trying to get across to them if you're the defense of Karen Reed to try and get your client exonerated or at least a hung jury or something?
Totally. And I've had a number of cases like this. I have a big one right now that has similar aspects. And one thing that I'm conveying to the jury is, hey, look, if the government can't even tell you what happened, they don't even know for sure. They got a theory but they can't really say exactly what transpired. Those questions translate to reasonable doubt. If I'm the defense, that's what I'm arguing, is that if you have these questions that are unanswered, then that is doubt. And is that doubt reasonable? Absolutely it is.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.